Nolte, doomed CNN forced to dramatically slash anchor salaries. By John Nolte on February 15, 2024. Doomed CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, is looking to cut more than $50 million in anchor salaries. Let's start with the current salaries. You are not going to believe how much these assholes are reportedly paid per year. Anderson Cooper, $20 million. Wolf Blitzer, $15 million. Jake Tapper, $8.5 million. Chris Wallace, $8 million. John Berman, Kate Baldwin, Sarah Sidner, $1 to $2 million. Normal people watch these CNN losers operate and ask themselves, how can they lie so shamelessly? How do they live with themselves, spreading all this hate, division, violence, and racism? Well, now you know. These soulless propagandists are bought and paid for. Personally, I think CNN failed to understand one key thing when negotiating these salaries. Leftists like Jake Tapper are probably willing to serial lie and meddle in elections for free. You give that guy cab fare and eating money, and he'll happily lie all the live long day. This is CNN. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. The only thing sustaining this garbage outlet is the rigged cable/satellite TV con. With fewer than a 500,000 viewers, CNN cannot survive on merit, i.e., advertising revenue based on ratings. CNN survives only because about 60 million chumps still pay $150 a month for cable/satellite TV. Every month, even though fewer than 1% of those 60 million watch CNN, all 60 million subsidize CNN through their cable bill. The good news is that streaming is killing cable TV. That 60 million number used to be twice as high. Every year, more and more smart and patriotic Americans cut the cable cord, which is why CNN is doomed. It's also why CNN is now forced to slash budgets and salaries. If you work at CNN, your compensation is going to go down dramatically over the next 5 years. There's just no other way around it, one media and tech analyst told The Wrap. And it appears as though CNN's latest boss, the disgraced Mark Thompson, is ready to do that. He has no choice. With the left-wing affirmative action of cable/satellite TV coming to an end, CNN is about to be shoved into the bright light of the merit-based streaming culture where it has zero chance of surviving. Nobody watches, trusts, or likes CNN. Back in 2022, when CNN dipped its toe into the merit-based streaming world with CNN Plus, only 150,000 people signed up. Fewer than 10,000 people tuned in. CNN Plus was put out of its misery within weeks. Guess what else isn't going to save CNN? The 2024 presidential election. Get a load of this. CNN's linear ratings are in freefall. The network had an average of 538,000 nightly viewers in the 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. block from January 15 until January 21, according to data from Nielsen. CNN This Morning averaged 326,000 viewers in January, plus 87,000 on an HLN simulcast. That compares to 1.06 million for Fox News Fox and Friends and 1.01 million for MSNBC's Morning Joe. In late January, CNN's total viewership in primetime lag not only rivals Fox and MSNBC but behind the History Channel and an obscure cable network, Inspector, which airs Western TV shows and films and was founded by televangelists Jim and Tammy Fabacher. According to one veteran executive, CNN is in such bad shape that losing one or two star anchors will be its death knell. One veteran executive who works with news talent noted that MSNBC, where top star salaries are generally lower than at CNN, other than for Rachel Maddow, who makes $30 million a year, is chomping at the bit to pick up a star anchor or two. If they can put the death knell in CNN by getting a piece of talent, they will do it, the insider said. As far as impacting the national conversation, CNN is already dead. I cannot honestly remember the last time CNN broke a major news story that didn't end up being a big fat hoax. The outlet is basically left-wing talk radio on TV now. Within 10 years, CNN will either be entirely gone or a squeaking little add-on gerbil at the Max streaming service. My only hope is that CNN's death is slow, painful, and humiliating for everyone involved.